The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, a pleasant good Friday morning to you, 8 a.m. Central Time here where we are. And before we went to break, I was talking about the White House proposing removing medical bills from credit reports. Well, they can do all they want, but, you know, during the break, I'm sitting there toying with that idea going, who is this guy and why does he think that he has the authority to just arbitrarily go do what he wants? No, we have what's called the Fair Credit Reporting Act. That was passed by Congress, not Biden. I don't know what floated in this guy's craw. But the problem is, and see, it's in the Credit Restoration Primer, which is available at the Power Mall, which, by the way, is now open. For those of you who want to clean up your credit reports, I have a book in there with all my secret ammo, and it's on sale, 20% off, and you can read all the letters that I wrote. It will, in very short order, give you an education on how to clean up your credit report. You don't have to hire somebody to do it. They call them credit service organizations, which, by the way, have to be bonded with the state that you live in before they can even take money from you. And I cover that in the book. So you know where all the pitfalls are after reading the book. It's in its fifth edition right now. It was the first book I ever wrote. And it's gone through five different changes. And all of my secret ammo for getting junk off your credit reports. Some people even have used it to wipe out their entire past on the credit report so that nobody can just access it. Because the government can anytime and you never know it. Did you know that? There's a provision in the Fair Credit Reporting Act that allows the government, the FBI, and anybody else to come in here and access it without you knowing about it. And it doesn't even show up as an inquiry. Yeah. FinCEN, remember them? Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Oh, they must be there to prevent you from money laundering because you might err and leave your comfort zone and do something stupid, and we have to be there to catch you so we can make an example of you in front of every other person. This is what they do. They trap you. I mean, look at the guys that just got acquitted in the Whitmer case up in Michigan. I mean, come on. They were trapped. Look at J6. How many people actually got away with that? How many people, if you would have known, if you're a J6 protester, and you're probably not listening to the show, but say that you were, and you knew, you saw it coming. You saw Pelosi go, nope, I don't want the 10,000 National Guard troops here. And all of a sudden, you saw all the gates open up. Wouldn't you run the other direction very quickly so that the cameras wouldn't pick you up and you would become a target? But you were there. You were on the grounds. You weren't supposed to. Wait a minute. I thought we the people owned that building. Well, you do, but not today. You know, see, this is arbitrary garbage. And everything that happened, all the events that are unfolding, if people hadn't put together that this whole thing in J6 was a trap to try to go after Trump. Wow. See, and now what the media is doing, they're trying Trump in the media as well as the mainstream media, as well as through all of his contacts and trying to make him look like the bad guy. You incited an insurrection. You don't deserve to be president. We're going to take you off the ballot. Now, it's not working that way. You see, they're trying everything in their power to throw him off his political footing for 2024. Because then people will say, well, if he survived that, we should vote him in. We should vote him in. That's the way it is. For those of you who are wanting to chat with us here or want to look at the email blast, we've got stories on contact lenses hurting as well as helping your vision. A study showing licorice fights pancreatic cancer. Consuming aspartame, that's NutraSweet for those of you who don't know the real artificial term out there, could help and harm your memory of offspring. And of course, one of the good reasons to do your own research is because of scammers. Good example of it is citric acid. Many people, it's made from citric fruits, but in reality, more than 90% of this popular food additive is made with toxic mold. Oh, how's that grab you this morning? And here you're wondering how it is that the CDC can go out and how they're testing water and looking at your feces to see if it's contaminated with COVID-19. Wow. I mean, it's gotten crazy with government surveillance. There's probably somebody that's been on the front lines of this thing that has seen more and absorbed more in the last year or two than I probably even did, and probably talked to more people besides Dr. James Thorpe, who we interviewed last year and was saying the same thing. But you see, here's the beauty of it. When you get somebody as eloquent as Dr. Naomi Wolf, who is the co-founder and CEO of the Daily Clout, and I mean, there is so much going on in her world. We have her on the Power Hour today as we exit shortwave. Dr. Wolf, good morning once again. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning to you. Thanks so much for having me on again. I'm so grateful.
Well, we're grateful for you. You know, I'm grateful that, A, you have an open mind and a big heart. And, I know you're a Yale grad and got a doctorate from Oxford. Man, I respect you for everything that you've done up to this point. And political persuasions aside, I don't care. You're a constitutionalist. You're a journalist. You've been digging for the truth. And this is the thing. I mean, I appreciate everything. I know you were advising the Clinton administration at one time. But you know what? None of that matters right now. What matters is what's been going on in your world. And apparently there's been a lot. Can you expound on the latest news?
Oh, so much. So first, it is true. I did advise the Clinton reelection campaign and the vice president at the time, Al Gore, in his campaign for president. But I consider myself an independent now because both parties, but especially in the last 3 years, the party in the White House has committed such appalling crimes. So most recently, so much has happened since I last spoke with you, but your audience may know that I oversee a group of 3,250 doctors and scientists and RNs and biostatisticians who are, as volunteers, going through the tens of thousands of Pfizer documents released under court order that the FDA requested be hidden for 75 years. And they've documented in 85 reports that you can see on Daily Clout or order in the Pfizer book, appalling crimes against humanity, catastrophic crimes against humanity, especially focusing on ruining human reproduction and women's reproductive health. All that being said, most recently, meaning yesterday, the bombshell of bombshells was revealed by one of our volunteer lawyers, Ed Berkovich, who issued a FOIA, a Freedom of Information Act demand, to the CDC for documents relating to the term myocarditis. And Amy Kelly, our incredible COO at Daily Clout and the project director for these thousands of volunteers, went through the documents, and they are emails. And they are emails between the White House and Dr. Fauci, Dr. Walensky, Dr. Francis Collins, then head of the NIH, and other, like, 15 senior communications and COVID advisors in the Biden White House, like the top level of the Biden administration. And there are emails showing that all these top leaders of these agencies and the White House were freaking out in May of 2021 because massive evidence, was brought to them of the mRNA injections causing blood clotting disorders, blood clots, lung clots, leg clots that we see at scales by the thousands in the Pfizer documents, and also heart damage, myocarditis specifically, pericarditis, tachycardia, injury to the heart, cardiac events. And again, we see tens of thousands of cardiac adverse events in the Pfizer documents in just a three-month period. So they're seeing what we're seeing in May of 2021, and instead of coming out and telling the American people these injections are causing heart damage and deadly problems with your blood, they cover up and issue a crisis communications huddle where they create a script, their word, including slides that are fully redacted. You can't see one word of what they created. And this script is issued to all these top spokespeople, including the White House, to stay on message that the vaccines are safe and effective and that everything else is misinformation. And then they go on, and this is May of 2021, so they go on for the rest of the year and into the following year mandate these injections on our military, on our healthcare workers, on our students in university, on our children in school.
This is some pretty scary stuff, and they knew it. This is the thing. I'm looking at report 73 that says Pfizer knew by November 2020 its mRNA COVID jab was neither safe nor effective. And, of course, the Pfizer employees and the contractors knew it. And today you've got your Becerra, you know, in the administration. I've taken the jab and I'm healthy. You need to take it. What is going on here, Dr. Wolf?
I mean, that's a great question. I think I have the answer. For 2 years now, I've been appearing on Steve Bannon's War Room, and he often asks me, how could it be that this dangerous and deadly and sterilizing injection could be rolled out, in spite of the FDA and in spite of the CDC and in spite of the White House? Did they not know? And now and I keep saying, as a former political consultant, there is no way the White House didn't know and authorized this. Because you can't, as I put it there, you can't kill Americans without the president's okay. You can't. You certainly can't kill and injure Americans at the scale that we're seeing and they knew we would see. Ed Dowd, whom I interviewed yesterday, the former BlackRock manager, has reported that a million Americans newly identified themselves as disabled in 1 month, in the month of July, so of this year. So now we have the smoking gun. The White House knew. Dr. Walensky knew. Dr. Fauci knew. Dr. Collins knew. And they lied anyway to and coerced us to take it. So why would they do that? I've done independent reporting confirming that the injection, Pfizer injection, is manufactured in a joint venture with China, the Chinese Communist Party, specifically their biggest company that makes pharmaceuticals, Fosun Pharmaceuticals. And a billion doses were manufactured in this joint venture, but not for use in China, for use in the West. Fosun Pharma and BioNTech opened 14 manufacturing plants in Western Europe and two in the United States. And in 2021, the SEC filing for BioNTech, which makes Pfizer vaccine, transferred the IP to China. It doesn't say a Chinese individual or a Chinese company. It says to China, to the nation of China, the People's Republic of China. So since 2021, maybe before 2021, these injections were manufactured by our existential adversary, a tyrannical regime that, seals its own citizens indoors if they have COVID, that harvests organs, that sterilizes people against their will, that puts their own minority in concentration camps. So they want us gone. And so what I've concluded is that this is a bioweapon. There's a Chinese study run in Hong Kong again in 2021 showing that the first injection causes problems for rats, but the second injection causes catastrophic multi-organ system failure, including hearts enlarged so big with white patches so visible that, the naked eye can see them. So they knew that, this is an injection that's cumulatively damaging. Our researchers have found that it doesn't leave the body. We were told it's excreted or if the materials stay in the deltoid. None of these are true. The materials, the toxic materials, lipid nanoparticles, polyethylene glycol, a petroleum product, and the mRNA and the spike protein travel to every organ in the body. They cross every barrier in the body, every membrane. So they're crossing the blood-brain barrier, causing strokes and dementias. Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, they're causing neurological damage at massive scale. They're causing heart damage, as I mentioned, blood clotting damage. And there were 1,225 deaths in the Pfizer documents in the first 3 months of the rollout, including four people who died on the day they were injected. So the point is, we knew from my team's work that Pfizer knew as of February of 2021. We didn't know that the White House knew and covered it up, and that Dr. Walensky and Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins knew and covered it up. And now we know. So it's basically a takeover, an elite capture. Basically our administration is hostage to China. And the last piece of the puzzle, I would say, is look at Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, millions, if not billions of dollars went from China to the Biden family. And when you've got a president who's captured in the White House, everyone who works under that president is also captured. So we've got a rogue regime, essentially, and they're killing Americans.
This just boggles the conscience, Dr. Wolf. Years ago, I was saying that there was something nefarious going on here. A lot of this stuff just didn't make sense. The narratives didn't make sense. You've since unraveled all those narratives, and now you basically hung it around the neck of the Biden administration, so to speak. Now, the Daily Clout, apparently, from what I'm understanding, in the Northern District of Ohio, Western Division, you have filed a suit, a complaint for declaratory injunctive relief. Could you detail a little bit about what that's about?
Sure. We have two lawsuits, and this one is by our volunteer attorney, George Smith. And it's out of Ohio. It's 10 plaintiffs who were injured by the Pfizer injection. And so it's a lawsuit. And, you know, the conventional wisdom is you can't sue Pfizer because of the PrEP Act, which is a very bad piece of legislation that basically allows pharmaceutical companies legally to treat human beings as lab rats and put anything in their bodies with impunity. You can't sue them. But George Smith is also suing the White House and other people named in this lawsuit for damage to these citizens who were coerced or mandated or defrauded into taking this injection. And we also have a letter that went from another team of lawyers out of L.A., the same legal team that successfully sued the Biden administration to get masks off of travelers, as you recall. And they have sent a letter to the Justice Department asking for an investigation into the injection because of its damaging, lethal, and you know, nature and the coercive and fraudulent way Americans were really tricked in or forced, which is illegal, into getting the injection.
Well, you got to wonder, and I've looked at the contract situation of this. I'm not an attorney. I'm a paralegal, but I study this stuff religiously, and I'm looking at this going, wait a minute. Now, here they have the PrEP Act. Here they've basically gone in, and Congress has basically given big pharma immunity, and we've already deduced that what the government can't do legally itself, they get big pharma or some other big corporation to do, like go out and commit the kind of atrocities we're talking about here. You pretty much you concur with that idea that this is what they did, is they worked in conjunction with Pfizer, Moderna, and everybody else that was developing these things. But now we're seeing this thing where the government wants to bring back testing again on this.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, here we go. What do you see happening as a result of this? I mean, are we to fight this? What are we to do to stop this nonsense from going on? Because here's our tax dollars, again, being used to basically lay out the idea that we're going to have another pandemic, probably just in time for the election cycle.
Right,
you know, where do you see this going? I mean, you've studied this stuff enough to know. Politically, where do you see this going?
Well, if we don't resist, it's going, you know, we're heading right into the fate of Australia and Canada and now Western Europe. You know, Australia and Canada were robust democracies until 2020. And now, you know, people in Australia and New Zealand are being, you know, fired on with sound cannons and and rubber bullets when they try to just protest. And people are being dragged off to quarantine camps, you know, and not let out at will. And they're basically in a very censored media environment. So and now there's shenanigans with their legislative representation, which was predictable. In 2020, the Australian Parliament was dissolved. And I said, from my study of history, you're never going to get your democracy back if you don't resist right now. And that's what happened. So in Canada, people are terrified to speak out. Doctors are dropping dead. People who try to give their patients informed consent are delicensed. The truckers, you know, bank accounts were frozen. It's no longer a democracy. So that's where we're heading if we don't resist. There are many ways to resist in the United States, and God bless our founders for setting up a more resilient system than they have in these other countries. But we're in very serious danger if we don't, first of all, refuse to comply. I mean, you know, there's so much power in people just saying no. You know, no to the masks, no to the injections. Move your child if your school forces the injection. Stage a sit-in with the other parents. Disrupt business as usual. You know, change your doctor. You know, but also you have to write and call your representatives. But we have to go further. I mean, I've given people on Daily Clout two templates that another wonderful lawyer, James Ostrowski, created. One is to file civil charges against local officials all the way up to state level who are mandating your child, masking your child, coercing you to anything. File civil charges against them. You can file criminal charges, too. Report them to the sheriff. If someone tries to inject your child, report them to your local sheriff. And I've given people templates on Daily Cloud to do that. And lastly, a lot of the solutions to this are legislative. So we have something on Daily Cloud called Bilkam, and you can look that there are really good bills to repeal the PrEP Act, for instance, or to prohibit vaccine passports or digital currency, which is related to this, as I've warned people. So use those bills, share them through social media, tweet them to the bill sponsor, to the representative, get those bills passed. And Daily Clout drafted a model bill in 2021 called the Five Freedoms Bill, and we got it passed in 33 states with citizens sharing it and sending it to their representatives, and it prevented vaccine passports and emergency law. So we need to do the same thing now. And the last thing I would say is, I can't believe I'm saying this, you know, the Second Amendment is really important. I do believe that we're being invaded. I've been persuaded of this by my husband, Brian O'Shea, who spent his whole career in military intelligence embedded with special forces, doing to other countries what is being done to us now. And he's like, these are fighting-age men. They look like soldiers. They're flowing in, into the border. They're, you know, they're doing exactly what we're trained to do in hostile countries that we're subverting or taking over. They're, you know, they're given an ATM card and a phone, just like we were given. And it's so easy for them now to, they're being shipped places we don't know. They could be, you know, this could be basically a fighting force embedding in American cities. And at a signal from their commanders, you know, we're going to find that we're in a perforated state situation where we're fighting a hot war. So the Second Amendment is very, very important, and closing the border is incredibly important. There are other things you can do, but I think the first thing is to recognize that we're at war and not, you know, not to go along with it.
That's heavy duty stuff, Dr. Wolf. And I'll tell you, when you said, I hate to say this, I'm like, here it comes. She's going to say it. Everything that we've been saying about arming yourselves right now, and you just said Second Amendment, which all of my listeners know exactly where you're going with this. And the thing is, you know, now we've got this, you know, colonia that we were talking about in Liberty County, Texas, that's being built to house 100,000 of the types you just talked about. It's there. And now Mayor Johnson in Chicago wants to build a half dozen of these and secured millions of dollars to build housing camps for these folks. Well, I'm just like, okay, it's just a matter of time before they unleash the hordes. And the sad part about it that scares me, and I'd like your take on this, Dr. Wolf, since you opened that door evidence-wise and with your testimony here on the show, Second Amendment, our own government arming these people and telling them, if you want to be a citizen in this country, go out and eliminate what population refuses to take the jab. Here's a list of names and addresses. Go. Here's a gun. Go. You think it's going to come to that?
And I don't think, I don't think that it needs to, right? I don't think it'll be like that because that's got too many fingerprints on it.
Dr. Wolf, does that matter? Does fingerprints matter considering everything uncovered?
No.
You're a genius in this. You've uncovered all this information, Dr. Wolf, and I'm sitting there just reveling in it going, my God, look what she's done. Now she's got the clout. Now you got a new book coming out. When's that going to hit the streets?
Well, I don't know if we've got time, but I want to, I'll tell you in just a minute, but can I just clarify what I said?
Go ahead. Seriously. I love this conversation. Go ahead.
good. And I just want to tell everyone, I'm the daughter of an immigrant and the granddaughter of immigrants, legal immigrants. And I am an anti-racist. So my raising the alarm about these millions of fighting age, healthy young men flowing into our country who are not vaccinated, right? Note that it's not a racist thing that, you know, often the left tries to paint people who are raising alarms about unlawful immigration as racist. I just wanted to clarify that. But look what happens. If people are dropping dead and being disabled at the scale that Ed Dowd and I have uncovered, you won't need to fight a hot war in 5 years, because you'll have these healthy millions and millions of people who are being housed and settled in this country, and then the people who are already here will be dying off or disabled. It'll be a lot easier to just transition to an America in which people don't even remember democracy, you know, or that there was freedom, and people who are used to totalitarian systems. But what I do think, when I say it'll be, you know, I don't think you're going to see American mayors tasking these people with shooting other people. I think it's going to be covered. The violence will be covered under the guise of protest or of cartels. So I think absolutely there's going to be a list of dissidents who will be taken out, you know, and you and I are on that list, no doubt. You know,
no doubt.
Absolutely. Every regime takes out the opposition. You know, Nazis did it, Stalin did it, every regime sends these, you know, black shirts or brown shirts to take out the opposition. And then the rest of the nation is quieted within 6 months. So that will happen unless we resist. But it'll probably be a stealth takeout rather than an open war. And the reason I say that is that, and again, I'm crediting Brian O'Shea, America is a hard country to take over in an open war because there's so many cops and veterans and, you know, first responders who are armed and recognize what a battle is. And you know, people have the First Amendment. So I think it'll be stealthier than go get them.
Okay, now, so we've got 1 minute left before we go to break. The book, the new book you've got coming out. I was reading the headlines. Tell me, give me a synopsis real quick about what it's about. I want people to go get
it. Thank you. Facing the Beast, Courage, Faith, and Resistance in a New Dark Age. Please pre-order it on Amazon. I know Amazon is, you know, complicated, but it's a very important signal that I won't be silenced. I've been canceled 3 times, and there's a massive media attack on me again. So please help me and show your support by pre-ordering this book. And the book is basically my journey of the last 2 years from a liberal media darling to someone who is appalled at what, you know, the liberal team is doing and the pharma fascism and other kinds of fascism, and kind of my awakening at, you know, as an independent, but also the alignment with the freedom movement of, you know, from all walks of life.
That's amazing. I am going to get the book.
You know,
I believe we're in a constitutional republic. I've always doubted what people said about democracy in a democratic republic. I think we're just mincing words here. You brought up the real truth. I appreciate it. We have our conversations. That's why I love having you on the show, Dr. Wolf. We'll do this again.
Right.
I'm going to get the book and read it. We'll have you back on because I want to talk about it. In the meantime, Alex Newman will be joining us in this next segment talking about the CBDC and what their plans are for our financial control. Stay with us.
Formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
it's Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Friends. And you are my friend. We continue our journey together. Put on the whole armor. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here where I'm at. Don't know where you are, but hopefully you're listening to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger back with you. We just got done talking to Dr. Naomi Wolf. Wow. Boy, was that a powder keg. All the means of control, and I don't know if you caught the last of what she was saying about the fact that her husband, who's ex-military, believes that we're going to be targeted by all these illegal immigrants of fighting age in the form of violent protests. It's going to be a soft deluge. There's a whole bunch of stuff, different ways of controlling that are going on. But back when, I think it was about a week or so ago, I caught an interview video with Monica Rodriguez on the One America News Network with Alex Newman. And I'm looking and I'm going, wait a minute, he grew a beard. What are you turning Amish on me, Alex? I'm like, wow, this guy is so cool. I got him back on the show again because see what we're talking about and what he was talking about with Monica on One America News Network. Many of you may listen to it or not, is these digital currencies that the Federal Reserve, and we talked about Don Jeffries. We talked with him yesterday about that. About the fact that they're in the process right now of rolling out these currencies. Now, what Don said yesterday, I'm going to get Alex's take on it because he's sitting here joining us today, is how they're going to bring it out. And Don's take on this was they're going to make it look real convenient first, and then they're going to start integrating it into our lifestyle. And pretty soon, like the frog in boiling water, we're going to get boiled alive. Alex, welcome to the show. What do you think, sir? Is that right on? You think that's going to happen that way, or different.
Great to be here, Dave. Thank you so much. And I think that's a very real possibility. I mean, one of the things that we've noticed over centuries of studying totalitarians is that they like to use crises to bring about major changes that otherwise wouldn't be accepted. So I suspect we'll see some combination of economic crisis and hardship being used to bring this in. And then, of course, the attractiveness of it. And so, you know, the convenience, the cool factor. We've seen the Canadian government now for years with the mint chip bragging about how this was going to be more convenient. So simple, even a child could use it, all the rest of it. They claim it's going to fight poverty. But I think those are all the initial stages. I mean, they need to roll it out. They need a pretext to bring it in. They actually tried to bring in digital currency with the COVID stimulus. I don't know if you remember, but back in 2020, when they forced the businesses to shut down, they forced people to stay home from work, they ruined the economy. They said, oh, don't worry, we'll give you free money. Right? We'll take $70,000 per American household, hand about $68,800 of that to our banking buddies and our cronies, and then we'll give you $1,200 back, and then you'll love it. And they actually, the Democrats twice tried to sneak language into the bill that would have made that payable in digital dollars held at a digital wallet account by the Federal Reserve. And so that'll be, I think, the initial process. It'll be convenient. It'll be, hey, free money. And then will come the phase two, where anyone who's using cash, I mean, you must be a criminal. You must be a tax cheat, a drug dealer, a subversive, a revolutionary, a terrorist, maybe even a human trafficker. They'll come up with some reason or some collection of reasons why anyone who uses cash is evil. We'll see an incredible propaganda campaign. We'll eventually see the lemmings say, oh, get rid of cash. We don't want cash anymore. And presto, they'll have it.
That's pretty scary stuff. Not to mention money laundering. That's another good thing, too, that, you know, we didn't cover. But here's the thing. The Fed has been playing with this. Where are we as far? I mean, I know it's a global plan. I know they want to do a one world currency, one world health, one world tell you how to live your life. One world. We don't think you're worth living, so we're going to extinguish you. One world everything. They just want complete global control. And this farcical nonsense that just happened this week at the UN. I'm just like looking at this going, these guys, they put themselves in an animal farm situation because they think that they are basically that they're going to be shielded from all of the blowback when this thing actually manifests itself and people get put in crisis mode. I, for some strange reason, think that this animal farm scenario is going to come back and bite them. And that people are actually, if they're going to go take to the streets, it's going to be worse than what they think. And these people that started this nonsense, either A, they end up turning on each other, or the collective come out and go, you know what? This isn't working. We don't like you. We don't want you around anymore. And they're going to be taken out. I mean, these people got a lot to worry about, don't they?
They do. You know, I would not want to be them. First of all, as a Christian, I know what awaits them. They are in some pretty hot water, yeah. To put it mildly. They need to repent right now. They're going to lose this. There's no other option. But in the meantime, you know, they live such paranoid lives, Dave. They are so paranoid. And it's interesting because I actually come out of this world. You know, a lot of people don't know, but I was raised with the children of a lot of these weirdos. I went to these really elite international schools with the children of billionaires, prime ministers, CEOs, you know, stuff like that. And even then, they always were kind of paranoid. You know, they have to live behind huge walls and electric fencing, and they got to have armed guards. And every time they go, you know, it's so weird to go to the shopping mall with, you know, some of my friends from school. We had like 8 bodyguards watching us. Really? I mean, that's how it is. These people just live in terror. And right now, they're in just like an overdose of terror. They are freaking out about the very same things that we're talking about: the collapse of the cities, the collapse of law and order, you know, people wanting to protest and people wanting to just go crazy. They are more concerned about those things than regular sensible people who are watching these things, because they've got all the money. They're concerned that their own bodyguards are going to turn on them. So they're out buying, you know, rural retreats in New Zealand with private airstrips and bunkers that they're turning into, you know, a long-term emergency bunker with storable food. So, I would not want to be them. And a lot of people, I mean, there are millions of people who, if and when everything starts crumbling, they're going to say, yeah, I remember those Rockefellers. Yeah, they played a pretty big role in this. Didn't they live like just 2 villages over? You know, we could walk there. I would not want to be them as things continue to deteriorate.
Yeah, see, the thing is the Bible even talks about the fact that these people, the evildoers, would run and hide in the mountains trying to escape the wrath of God. But, you know, this is the thing. I mean, this is all predicted, all right? The mark of the beast, St. John the Divine talked about it in Revelation in 13:18. He said 666. He put it out there. And people, you know, have spent years of their lives just imbuing themselves with this text and trying to figure out what it all means. The thing is that now you're seeing it in the flesh moving forward. The Fed's playing with the idea. And as far as the historical perspective, Alex, I mean, I know you've been studying this being a journalist and writing. You have a new, you're CEO of a new company now, is that right?
Liberty Sentinel Media, yeah, I've been CEO since college. The company's kind of evolved from a college newspaper to now a broader content and media company. But people can find that at libertysentinel.org. We do a free newsletter people can sign up for. Just put your email address in. We'll send you a couple of newsletters every week with the key information. But yeah, this is not a new agenda, Dave. I know a lot of people are only hearing about this stuff for the first time now. Almost 10 years ago, I wrote an article about the initiative called Better Than Cash. And this is a project of the Ford Foundation, of all places, right? That is where the president, Alan Geithner, actually told the chief congressional investigator for a congressional committee looking at these tax-exempt foundations, like, you don't have to investigate us. I'll tell you what we're doing. He said, we are working to so alter life in the United States that we can be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union. So that's a good foundation right there. So they team up with the UN Capital Development Fund. That's where the Better Than Cash Alliance is headquartered. This all was launched in 2012, by the way. They teamed up with various UN agencies, U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, a whole bunch of governments, including mass murdering dictatorships, the mega banks, the credit card processors. And they said, we got to get rid of cash. We need digital payments for everything. In tandem with that, you had the Rockefellers and the Gates come out and start a ID 2020, where by 2020, every slave has got to have a digital ID that's going to keep track of their how many injections they've had. Have they had their 47 COVID boosters, all the rest of it. And so all these things are moving in tandem, and they're just coming up with excuses as we go. Like, well, now COVID will be a good excuse. Now, you know, this will be a good excuse. So they've been working on this for a very long time. And of course, the agenda for a one world currency, they announced this publicly in 1988 on the cover of The Economist magazine. They predicted to be here by 2018. So their plans don't always work out as intended, but they've been working on this for a long time, Dave.
It's just this amazing, folks, that you're looking at this and you're shaking your head going, well, you know, if it here we are 5 years difference between the time that headline came out and now, and they're really no further along. But the thing is that look at the Rockefeller Foundation started what about back in the 1920s, trying to alter our education system and teach us stuff that wasn't true or that they altered for their own means and their own agendas. And now they've influenced all these colleges now to get the liberal education because they want to change the fundamental aspects of society and the way people think and behave. And this is one of the reasons why I was just looking at a post from the Council on Foreign Relations, and they sit there and they accept applicants between the ages of, what, 30 and 36 or 35. And I'm like, why is that? Well, because these people have been through the college system, a majority of them have, and they've been molded into the way of thinking that is acceptable to the CFR. And I'm like, boy, all this stuff just kind of like whoosh, folds together and you're looking at it like one big glob of pancake batter and you're trying to make sense of it all. We're looking at this scenario with digital currencies. I don't want to scare people. There has been a big move to embed yourself in gold and silver as a means of fighting back or spending cash like it's like there's no tomorrow. Getting whatever reserves you have and basically demonstrating by the fact that instead of pulling out a credit card, which is digital, which is what they want, and paying for your groceries with a credit card, they want you to, you know, the side that the powers that be on our side say pay with cash, always pay with cash. Demonstrate. I don't really think the merchants of the earth are paying much attention to that. Do you?
Unfortunately, they're not paying enough attention. You know, thankfully, there's still a little bit of an incentive for a lot of businesses to prefer cash because then they don't have to pay the 3% or, you know, depending on which credit card company, fee on every transaction. So that's encouraging. But I do think we need to do more of that. But I don't think that alone is going to be enough. You know, here in Florida, we've already passed a law banning central bank digital currencies. I've worked with legislators in other states who are considering similar legislation for their own states. I actually just did a major article a few weeks ago that appeared in the Epoch Times about the push to return gold to a usable currency. And Texas is actually helping to lead the way here. They have passed years ago. They created the Texas Gold Bullion Depository. And now there's legislation. I interviewed the authors of the legislation. Representative Mark D'Orazio is leading the charge. And they want to now turn this bullion depository into an institution that will facilitate commerce in gold. And so you would be able to go to a local merchant in Texas, purchase something, and then gold from your gold depository account would just be moved over to the merchant's gold depository account. And then you're completely outside of this monstrous totalitarian system that the Federal Reserve and the federal government are constructing. All of these, I think, are good ideas. And I also think that people need to start right now developing relationships with people who supply the goods and services that you need. You know, for example, one of the things that my family and I have done is develop relationships with local farmers. When we want dairy, butter, cheese, chicken, eggs, beef, we talk to a local farmer, you know, 30 minutes inland from us, rather than going to Walmart or you know, Winn-Dixie or whatever the local grocery store is. Start developing those relationships now. It'll be good for your farmers. It'll be good for you. And it'll help you just in case it gets very difficult to transact in the old-fashioned way.
Well, and see, the need for that now, and you're bringing this up, Alex, which I love what you're saying, because this, we're all about solutions here in the Power Hour. The influence, the outside influence is driving, and I remember Y2K. You remember Y2K. So many books came out about it. Everybody was running around thinking that 99999 was going to happen, and we're all of a sudden, the thing is going to reset itself, and the whole country's going to hell in a handbasket. And I'm just like, I just don't know. I got five kids living under my roof. What do I do? And here we are with all these 5-gallon buckets of food and everything else. Just, I mean, come on. If you folks know, you know, if you lived through this, you know what you did. You know, you got up on January 1, you opened the refrigerator door, the light was still on, the fridge was still cold. Oh my gosh, we've been duped. What an idiot I look like to my neighbors. Well, I think our mindset has changed a little bit, and it's not just because of that. I think there's a lot of other outside influencing that's going on that, frankly, Alex, I want your take on this. And the reason I laid that out, because I want to hear your thought process on it since you've been studying this stuff and you just mentioned what you said. The narrative for why we are motivated to do what we're doing and what you just said we should be doing has changed from days of old when grandma and grandpa used to can goods and do all that other stuff. Now it's moved in a different direction. What's your thought process on that?
Yeah, I mean, and I still think there's a certain value to being prepared for whatever may come. You know, the Bible says if you don't take care of your own household, you're worse than an infidel. So we have an obligation as husbands, as fathers, as moms to take care of our families. That's very clear. And we want to be able to take care of our neighbors. So I don't think there's anything wrong per se with trying to be prepared, having some 5-gallon buckets of food around. You know, we get hit by hurricanes here regularly. We've had times where the power goes out for 2 weeks, the grocery store can't open the doors. And if you didn't stockpile at least a little bit of food, you got to go knock on your neighbor's door and say, hey, you know, you got any extra rice and beans? So I don't think there's anything wrong with that per se. But I do think we are in an era now where we also need to be thinking in these terms just to preserve our basic freedoms. There is an effort, and it's more obvious now than it has ever been, to eliminate human liberty all over the world. These are totalitarians who will not be satisfied until they have eliminated every last vestige of liberty and opposition to their evil agenda. And the more we can operate outside of the grid that they control, the better off we will be. The more we can develop relationships with business people in our own communities, the better off our communities will be. And I mean, think about this. Who pays the tithes at your church? Who funds the local Little League team? Who funds the local community events? These are local business people, right? You give the money to Walmart, it all gets sucked off to corporate headquarters and then turned into diversity, equity, and inclusion training programs and private jets for for C-suite executives. That's not what we need. We need our local communities to be able to survive and thrive. And they're going to try this madness again, like they did during COVID, try to bankrupt all our neighbors, try to bankrupt the local grocer, the local butcher, the local baker. And so we need to consciously, I think, try to support these people. I mean, not to the point where we're uneconomical. You know, I'm just going to do business with you because you're local and your product isn't as good and it's more expensive. But to the best of our ability, really develop that community and try to cut these evil giant corporations out of our lives as much as possible.
Well, and this is the thing that we have been discussing this past week on the show, Alex, and you haven't been with us, but I'm going to reiterate in short what we were doing is that when you can't do something that the government is legally or illegally, whatever the case may be, that they're not allowed to do because the Constitution prevents it, they get private corporations to do their bidding vis-a-vis China allegedly launching directed energy weapons on Maui. Big Pharma launching this big spread Dr. Wolf just talked about on the show about using all these things and then a misinformation or disinformation campaign telling everybody they're safe and effective. And you get Becerra on going, well, I took the jab and I'm still alive. And no, you didn't. We don't know you didn't get a B12 shot. We didn't know you can look in the camera and lie. I mean, Biden has teleprompter failures on a constant basis. What are we to believe when it comes to this, knowing what these people have up their sleeve? I mean, we basically have to take unto ourselves and use wisdom in how we walk in daily living, right?
No question about it. And we have a responsibility. We have a duty to do that. It's no longer an option. At this point, you cannot trust any of the major media outlets anymore. Nobody should trust me. Nobody should trust people that they're hearing on radio or television or in the newspapers. You have to use your own discernment. You have to use common sense. First of all, does it line up with the Bible? Second of all, does it make sense? Third of all is when we're talking about government policy and governance generally, is it constitutional? And we're rapidly approaching a time. You know, I normally advocate submission to authority as appropriate, lawful authority, but we're rapidly approaching a time where we are going to very seriously have to consider saying no to some rule, some decree, some executive edict, maybe even some law. And I don't say that with joy. It's not that I want to be engaged in civil disobedience, but we do need to recognize also that there are some perversions of biblical doctrines that have been used, like in Nazi Germany, where Romans 13 was endlessly misquoted by really terrible pastors in bed with the Nazi regime telling people that, you just have to submit to the government no matter what they say. That's totally unbiblical. I mean, from Exodus and the Hebrew midwives refusing to carry out Pharaoh's orders to kill all the baby boys, to Daniel refusing to stop praying to God, to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refusing to bow down to the golden statue, to Elijah confronting Ahab on his wickedness, to Pharaoh being confronted by Moses, to the apostles, the disciples telling the authorities that, no, it's better to obey God than men. The Bible is filled with that. And, for centuries in America, we didn't really have a conflict, generally speaking. The ideas at the foundation of our republic were generally extracted from the Bible. Thou shalt not murder means you have a right to life. Thou shalt not steal means you have a right to property. Government must punish evil means they have to punish murderers and thieves. I mean, this is pretty basic stuff. But we're it seems like rapidly leaving that era. And so we need to approach things differently. It's not enough that if the government says to do it, we do it. When the government says take these injections, you know, think about it for a minute. Does that make sense? Where are the safety studies? How do I know that this is going to be more beneficial than harmful? And use your head, folks. You really, really need to use your heads. Your life might depend on it.
Well, speaking of using your head, because I know this has been a hot topic. Now we have this congressional hearing going on about the Chinese communist influence in K-12 classrooms. Have you studied that enough to give us some sort of a fair analysis of what's going on behind the scenes we need to be aware of?
Yeah, and it's even bigger than just influence in our K-12 classrooms. That's been going on for a long time. But communist China is the model for the global system that they are trying to impose on us right now, complete with digital currencies and social credit scores and the terror apparatus for those who don't comply. But they've been making this very clear for a long time. David Rockefeller in the 70s came back from China, wrote in the New York Slimes 1973 from a China traveler. He said the social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in all of human history. That's the language of a psychopath right there. Tens of millions of innocent people slaughtered, an ancient civilization ruined, billion people enslaved. I mean, that is just monstrous. about 10 years ago, George Soros told us that communist China should own the New World Order, like the United States owns the current world order. Just like 2 months ago, Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, says, China is a role model for many countries. I mean, these people are absolutely insane. And so when you look at the influence of communist China, it extends into the classroom, yes. And a big part of that, actually, I've probably done more reporting on UNESCO than any other journalist on the planet. I cannot imagine why nobody's interested in this in the media. This is an agency that wants to basically become the global school board. And it's been run by communists for 60 years, right? Right now, it's run by a self-proclaimed socialist, and her deputies are literally members of the Communist Party of China. And this is an institution, it's based in Paris. Its tentacles extend into virtually every public school and many private school classrooms on this planet.
That is some pretty scary stuff. The articles you write, you're still writing for The New American, obviously. The website is thenewamerican.com. Alex Newman is the author. He's been talking to us this past segment. LibertySentinel.org. For those of you who have internet that want to subscribe, we appreciate that. And we appreciate you, Alex. Thanks so much for being on the show. It's a great way to we're leaving shortwave today. We won't be on 7.490 after our broadcast ends today because of the expense. Business decision. This is what they're doing. It's part of the chokehold they're putting on the economy. We just talked about that, folks. Be aware. Thank you. And thank you, Alex Newman, for joining
us.
God bless you for the work you're doing. We appreciate it. You bring out the best.
God bless you, sir.
In this show. Thank you. All right. There you have it, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we are done for today. Our show is over. We will be back on Monday for those of you that can dial us up on thepowerhour.com. For those of you who can dial us up on our phone number, make sure you got your minutes, 631-359-8232. If you have any questions, the Power Mall is open, 877-817-9829. It's a toll-free number. You can, you know, discuss it with us, and we'll see what we can do. Write your letter in, see if you can get that free satellite system. All sorts of ways you can listen to the show. In the meantime, God bless all of you, and God bless the United States of America. Time to take a stand. See you Monday.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877 877- 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.